Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. We're here at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray, and Gray. Joining me is one of the partners who we spoke to earlier, Mark Kashgagian. Welcome, Mark.
Welcome. Thank you, Gary.
And we're so honored to have Bob Jarvis, who actually owns three restaurants in Falmouth, Massachusetts. One of them is Quarter Deck, and you can tell us about your other restaurants. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Yes, also Bucatino Restaurant and Wine Bar in North Falmouth, and the Pilot House in Sandwich Marina.
Okay, so you're a busy guy. We were speaking earlier, and you were talking about how, you know, the kinds of stuff. You actually run all three operations. How does that function, and how do you handle that?
Start early, end late.
Never end. Work all the time.
Work all the time. Love what I do. Passionate about food, and that's what keeps me going.
Okay. I just kind of want to get a flavor for what each restaurant has. Then I'd like to get Mark involved in the discussion, because the focus of this today is on how accounting controls and financial controls can help a business. So we want to touch on that also today. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the three restaurants and what they feature?
Okay, the Quarter Deck, we've been there since 2002 on Main Street in Falmouth. It's your classic Cape Cod cuisine. We have everything from lobster salad, fried clams, grilled swordfish, baked stuffed lobster. Also do pastas. And very well known for our prime rib. Bucatino, that's our new venture. We just had our one-year anniversary. That is an Italian wine bar. Food is off the hook good. Kind of a, in style, we kind of look at it as Rat Pack chic. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got that old vibe, but yet a current feel to it. And the food kind of speaks the same. The Pilot House, that's located in Sandwich, Massachusetts, right on the Cape Cod Canal and the Sandwich Marina. Same kind of food as the Quarter Deck. It's a seafood staple, but yet maybe a little bit more on the contemporary feel.
So how is business? Is it fantastic?
Yeah, business is very good this summer. There's a lot of people on Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm. What type of items are you carrying this summer that have been a big hit?
Well, one thing is the fish taco at the Pilot House is insane. It seems like every order has one on that that item. The baked stuffed lobster is always a fan favorite. Everybody's hitting it. We're very well known for our swordfish and our lobster salad. But one thing that we have been doing over at the Pilot House is the 10-pound boiled lobster, where it comes up fresh out of the tank, and families and tables are just going crazy for this thing. It's been fun to watch people have a good time.
And how do you deal with the escalating prices on fish? And how do you use the accounting firm of Gray, Gray, and Gray to help to control your costs?
So, well, that's kind of harsh reality, because the seafood market fluctuates every day. If a holiday comes up like 4th of July, prices go through the roof. Then it tends to ease back down a little bit, but it all depends on weather, fishing, things of that nature. But the price is on our menu, so a lot of it, you know, you have to take it on the chin, and then you look at your accountant to get some help, and that's where the pros come in, like Mark.
So Mark, how do you work with them on a situation like this?
So before I go into that, I want to ask Bob a question, because so I grew up in a community in North Falmouth, where he just opened a restaurant mm-hmm. a year ago that he spoke about, and it is a winner. I mean, I've been there three times. And,
is this Bucatino's you're
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, it's a winner. And, you know, having lived in that community and grown up in that community and seen that location that he opened a restaurant in have several other restaurants there that maybe didn't succeed, that challenge of going into that space and saying, I'm going to do something different. Talk to me a little bit about what that was all about, because, like I said, it's a winner. It's a great restaurant, and I'm impressed with what you've done.
Wasn't Bucatino's involved in No Kid Hungry with the Mass Restaurant Association also? How did that also work?
Absolutely. So with the No Kid Hungry, that was a huge success. We moved it from the quarterdeck to Bucatino because we had more space. We had so many people. We had to go to a bigger location. So we were very happy on how that worked out for us. Great support from the community and raised a lot of money for that. No Kid Hungry. With Mark's question, we wanted to step out of the box because everybody was doing the same food over there. We could have put the quarterdeck or the pilot house in that same location, and we would have been doing the same exact thing as all those other restaurants.
Right. That's what most people do. They just duplicate what they're doing and then kind of retrofit it a little bit and then just go forward. But you decided not to go that route.
Well, we wanted to step out and give another variety, a different style of food, mm-hmm. and the community's taken to it. So it's been a lot of fun.
So, Bob, a busy guy, running three restaurants. When we look at the financial side of the business, what would you say your number one challenge is?
Definitely labor.
Labor.
Securing labor, keeping labor, keeping the costs down.
All of those things. You know, you look into the future and you know where minimum wage is going. We're a seasonal place, so we take a lot of kids from the area. Dishwashers, busboys, servers, trying to turn them into barbacks and bartenders and servers down the road, and line cooks. So we try to work with the community. There's just not enough help with the amount of people on Cape Cod. That's what it comes down to.
Right. So, there was an article in the Boston Globe this week about that.
And so we're definitely taking, you know, more than we've usually had on just to get to the quality of service that we're, you know, trying to give to the public.
How do you train them? What's your technique? Do you have a formalized training program? How do you go about doing that?
Well, it's a shotgun training program on Cape Cod. You only have a minimal amount of time where they step into the building, and when we call the light switch goes off on 4th of July. So with that said, we take our veteran servers or our veteran people from the kitchen, and we place them, and we go through each step, and we try to get them to that point in time. And then at some point in time, it's showtime, and we feed them to the wolves, and they learn, you know, on hand. So.
And how do you retain good help?
Well, that's by creating a culture and an atmosphere in the restaurants itself, where people that step in become family pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hope that they come back, but a lot of the kids nowadays are leaving early. They're all doing internships after their sophomore year. So you lose a lot of your help that you just start to gain. And next thing you know, they move on.
And how do you deal with, maybe Mark can help out with this, there's got to be like huge swings in your business because of the summer business, the holidays. How do you like deal with so many like ups and downs as far as like accounting and keeping control of that? It must be hard from an inventory perspective, a labor perspective. There's so many jumps in your industry. How do you deal with that?
Absolutely. That's one of the toughest things for me. To train my staff to know that it is a roller coaster, and you have to be prepared every day to go in. And some days are better than others, and that's just the way the ball bounces. But you obviously know that 4th of July is coming.
And you're gonna get
slammed. You're ready for it.
Right.
You know that the Falmouth Road Race is going to be in town, so you're ready for it. These are the things that you're definitely set and ready for. And, you know, you lean on people like Mark and his crew to help you every week with, you know, those bottom lines.
And Bob, you also know that, you know, in the seasonality of the business, the January and February are coming too, and you know, the winter doldrums, let's say, in a place like the Cape, even though there's an increasing population of people that live there on a regular basis. I think the Cape population is growing. But, you know, it's cash management. You know, it's making sure that you know, you're prepared for the downtime. I mean, that's the challenge of a seasonal business.
What do you envision down the road? A fourth restaurant, a fifth restaurant, and how are you planning for that kind of stuff?
I hope my wife's not listening.
She is. She's going to watch every second of it.
So we're definitely, you know, we're business people. We're always got our ear to the ground. As of right now, we have a baby in the family, and she's 1 year old. So we're not out there searching as of yet. But we got a couple of new concepts coming in, and once everything is kind of moving forward and we gather more people to the team that are ready to move forward, we don't just dive in headfirst to an empty pool. We make sure that we have the right amount of staff and the quality of staff ready to go to open up another place.
Thank you so much. It's been a great interview with Bob Jarvis. He owns three restaurants, the Pilot House, Bucatino's, and Quarter Deck down on the Cape. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Bob, how would they go about doing that?
We have websites available for all three restaurants and emails inside each of those websites. That's definitely the best way to do it. Functions. We do all the gatherings. So check out the websites and, you know, come on by for a visit.
Thank you very much. I've been joined by Mark Kashgagian along with Bob today. You're from Gray, Gray, and Gray. Thank you so much, Mark, for co-hosting with me.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity, Gary.
I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. Gray, Gray, and Gray has hosted us today in Canton, Massachusetts. Gray, Gray, and Gray is a fabulous accounting firm, and we're spending the whole day with them today. Thank you so much. Now a word from our sponsors.